Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth, and I'm sorry if I sound a little under the weather today. It's because I am. I'm sick as a dog. Sick as a dog, you guys. And honestly, I'm like, it's not that just that I sound sick. It's like I also actually feel horrible. But we're going to power through this episode and we're going to get through it together. And that's why I went on my Instagram and asked you guys to send in your advice questions at Lauren Elizabeth, because I just feel, especially when you do this kind of job where you like don't have coworkers or like people to talk to all the time, I'm like, I've just been talking into a void, whether it's on the podcast or on YouTube or on TikTok. And I'm like, I need to talk to my girlies. My girlies are you guys. And so I was like, let's see what's going on with the girlies this week. And I actually screenshotted literally everything you guys wrote in. So I think I'm going to break up your advice questions into a few episodes because you guys had some great submissions. But first, of course, let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. Let's start off with worst. That sounded weird. It's just trying to talk right now is a lot. But let's start off with worst, because my worst mood this week was just a multitude of funny little silly things. So it first started off with I couldn't stop crying. And there's definitely something going on with my hormones. Like, I don't know if it's like my body preparing for labor. There's a shift later in the third trimester. But oh my God, I have not been able to stop fucking crying. Like, to the point where me and my boyfriend are actually just like laughing hysterically because I can't stop. And it's just like, I can't put my finger on it. And it's like, it's just because it's not my fault. Like, it's pregnancy, but like, I don't mind it. It's kind of fun, I guess, to cry about things. It's mostly like crying about little things, silly things, then also crying about like big stuff, like, I don't know, becoming a mom. So lots of tears nonstop, but that's okay. Because then around Wednesday, I was like, you know what, we're gonna like turn this thing around. Wednesday, I woke up, I couldn't sleep all night. So I woke up a few times, and not to my knowledge, my car was busy getting broken into while I was feasting out in the kitchen. I was eating blueberries, I was eating yogurt, I was eating scrambled eggs with cheddar cheese. And then finally, when I was like up, ready to go, I had to go to the doctor. Boom, smash window, car totally broken into. Luckily, there was like nothing in my car. They stole deodorant and chapstick. Rode Hailey Bieber chapstick, by the way, and actually expensive deodorant. But I don't think they gave a fuck about that. They probably just wanted to take something. And I was like, motherfucker, because I hate Ubering. And I'm like one of those people, like when something like that happens, like car related stuff, especially when you're not in the car, I don't get worked up about it because it's over with. It's done. No one got hurt. There's nothing you can do. It's just like, why put more energy into it? I've actually been this way for a really long time. I remember at Coachella when I was like 22, my car got destroyed, like literally totaled by a palm tree in the middle of the night. And all my friends were like shocked that I was like, okay, let's file a security claim and go to Coachella. And I was like, well, what else would we do? Like, just like sit here and like cry about my car? It's just a car. Of course, it's like upsetting and can be upsetting, but it's also just kind of like shit happens, right? Anyway, so I was like, mostly annoyed that I didn't know what to do in the situation. I didn't have the energy to deal with the situation. I was starting to get sick, had to go to the doctor. So I moved my car, called an Uber, went to the doctor's office for my 30 4-week checkup, because now I'm going every single week ever since our little dilated situation. And I was a little bit more dilated this time. We could tell that the baby's head was facing down, which was all great, but then the readings were coming back weird on the machine, and she was pretty sure everything was fine, but like on the very small chance that something was actually wrong, she was like, you're gonna go to triage. So I was like, oh my god. So then I had to go sit in triage again. And if you don't watch like all the medical shows on television like me, that just basically means like the first part of the hospital. So for a pregnant woman, it kind of like feels like you're checked into the hospital, but you're not like actually admitted. You're just kind of being monitored in the bed. And I got like a COVID test and all these different kind of just testing, because I was like simultaneously obviously sick, and then obviously we're monitoring the baby. So like two totally different things. I don't have COVID, which is really great, because I would feel bad for like exposing some of my family members, obviously. So when you look at it kind of like on paper and you look at the week, it's like, wow, this week actually like pretty fucking sucked. Like that was a worse mood. Like I've just been getting sicker. I've been just getting sadder and just more exhausted and just not feeling 100%. Really just can't catch a break this week. But all in all, we're keeping the vibes as posy as possible, because a lot of it's out of our control. We don't know when baby girl's wanting to come. All we can do is monitor her. Couldn't really help that I got sick. Only can just help that I rest and get better. And couldn't help that my car got broken into, because I live in the gorgeous city of Chicago. And that's why my best mood this week is just like chilling. Like we're still chilling, you know, like all is good. It's not the worst. It's not giving us anxiety. Just feeling a lot more like calmer going into this next few weeks of pregnancy, because it's going to happen when it's going to happen. We're here. We've kind of gone through all the anxiety steps and all the anticipatory steps, and you know, just a lot of therapy, truthfully, has helped me kind of just like re-calm down. A lot of chats with my doctor. I even revisited the packet that I first got at the doctor's office when I became pregnant and reread through it and was like, oh, this was actually like very helpful. I probably should have like reread this a few weeks ago and might have avoided a lot of anxiety, but here I am and we're chilling. When you're a girly like we are with just like anxiety and all that stuff, you just have to wear the chill badge. Like a badge of honor, because it is. It's not every day that you're chill. It takes so much hard work to become said chiller. So it's like, yeah, that's going to be my best mood of the week, because the fact that we're chilling right now, huge W, huge. The best thing about summer is getting to do all your favorite indoor things outside, whether that's sharing meals, watching movies, falling asleep on the sofa accidentally. Everything is better al fresco. An Article's curated catalog of outdoor furniture is here to help you do all of your favorite things this summer. They've got everything you need to make things your own, from outdoor sofas to dining sets to decor, and their flexible style range means you can do more with the space you've got, whether it's balcony, patio, huge backyard, doesn't matter. They have something for everyone in every style. This summer, create the outdoor space you've always dreamed of with Article. I have been buying stuff from Article forever. You guys know I'm an OG Article fan. I've had it in every house, from chairs to bed to outdoor furniture, everything. I'm literally podcasting from my Article bed as we speak right now, and I've never not had an amazing experience with them, from delivery to just picking things out on their website to finding something that matches my aesthetic. Like seriously, 100 out of 10. Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices too. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs make furniture shopping simple. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're really dedicated to that thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. So yes, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this isn't that expensive, but you're not sacrificing any sort of quality or sturdiness or longevity. That's one of my favorite things, because it still feels like an investment piece, but it's not breaking the bank. Article also offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada. Plus, they're not going to leave you waiting around. You get to pick your delivery time, and they're going to send you updates every step of the way. They're very, very kind and helpful as well. Article's knowledgeable customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. Best part is Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim this, just visit article.com/mood and the discount code will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Is hiring a challenge? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge because you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because it takes all the stress and time out of it. I mean, candidates you invite to apply are literally 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who just like see it in a search. And they get you one step closer to hire by just like immediately matching you with the quality candidates. And so it's really just doing all of the hard work for you. It's showing you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post so you can really just hire faster. I love just getting things done. Go, go, go. Find out what you need, get it done with Indeed. Their hiring platform matches you with quality candidates instantly. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform delivering 4 times more hires than all job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. So join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Mood. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mood. Just go to Indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on the podcast. Indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We love a good mood booster situation when we feel like shit from head to toe. Speaking of head to toe, we got a YouTube vlog up of the everything shower, which you know I love. And I was going to make another mood booster, but I've just been really hitting the nail on the head, really drilling that one home. So go to youtube.com/lovelaurenelizabeth because we have that vlog up last week and then a new vlog up today. Day, which you will also see this mood booster in. My first one is 90 Day Fiance. If you're like an OG, 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 you know that I used to be so obsessed with 90 Day Fiance and I kind of like fell off the bandwagon, I think, especially with COVID because they weren't really like shooting, obviously, because it's reality, guys. It is reality TV. It is not scripted. It is not fake. And when there are borders shut down, these people couldn't meet the loves of their lives, okay? And that's what the show is all about. So it's back. It's great. 2023 has some great content for you. So we got 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days. Then we got 90 Day Fiance the other way. And TikTok is what actually brought me back into 90 Day Fiance because this one couple seemed so outlandish. I couldn't even believe it. I had to watch for myself. And I am just absolutely loving it. I mean, I forgot how good this show is. I forgot how much of a mood booster it is when you just get to like exit out of your own life and just go into someone else's. My mom, whenever I'm having a bad day, not feeling well, just anxious, she says, oh, she always goes, just put on some shitty TV, and it truly does boost your mood. And pro tip, I don't know how I just figured this out this week, but I always would watch it on Hulu and there would always be ads, and for so long I would try to figure out like what the fuck app has TLC streaming. And I genuinely stumbled upon it this week that TLC is streamed through HBO Max, which is now called Max. And so now I can watch it without the ads because reality TV is so fucking annoying with ads in between because it's just like so repetitive and it's like coming up in a few seconds and da 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 da. And it's like, fuck off. I just want to watch the show. And that's why I'm able to like really get invested and binge back in it. So if you have that like problem with commercials, ADHD like me, I didn't know that Max, HBO, had like TLC and all this other shit on it. So that is the secret sauce. Okay, next mood booster. You guys know we love a little bit of like retail therapy, and actually shopping has been the opposite of a mood booster for me just because we have never had so many boxes. And like now that we don't live in an apartment building, we had to like get rid of all of our recycling boxes on our own, and just having, oh my God, it's just been a nightmare. So I took a little break and I was like, okay, if I need to go get something, I'm going to go to the store. Then obviously I started started getting sick. And it's just like retail therapy is sometimes just so nice on your phone. Anyway, I'm rambling. Hospital bag shopping is this week's mood booster, because I know that I had to pack the hospital bag, but the more I thought about it, I was like, there are like a few things that are like in the back of my head that I do want for the hospital that I've kind of like been, you know, looking at, putting on my list, checking it twice and finding out if you're naughty or nice. And so one of the things was like slippers, like shower shoes things, because like I just don't own anything like that. So I got those on Amazon, and I decided, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna actually like pull trigger on like a hospital bag. And everyone's like obsessed with that Baze Weekender bag or whatever. You see like everyone using it as their hospital bag and just everyone using it in general. And I actually do go and stay out in the suburbs a lot overnight, and I usually like really let myself go when I'm out there because I just don't pack correctly. So I was like, you know what, now that I'm becoming a mom too, like maybe it'll be good to like have this bag as a weekender bag. So I said, you know what, treat yourself, like you're about to go push a child out of your vagine, buy the bag. So I got the bag, and I've been really wanting a special pair of PJs to change into after labor and delivery for like, you know, just once I'm back in my clothes, I can be comfy in the hospital with my baby. I've just been like thinking about it for so long, and so I pulled trigger on those two. I got pink PJs from Eberjay because they're like a little more expensive, but they're so comfortable. So those were my two splurges, were the bag and the PJs, and then just kind of wrapping my head around all the other things I want to put in the bag. I started this week too, just putting together some of her clothes. Pro tip, which I totally wouldn't have done, like 100% wouldn't have done, for baby's going home outfit, there's all those cute things that are like kind of like the mermaid tail, which is where you like put the baby in the clothes and you just tie it at the bottom instead of it having legs. My girlfriends were like, don't forget to actually bring some like sleepies or something with legs, because you had to put them in the car seat and the buckle has to be able to go through the legs. And I was like, oh shit, because both of my going home outfit options are like the ones that tie at the bottom because they're just like super fucking cute. That is like a big game changer. Pro tip, I would have never thought of it as a first time mom. So just make sure you have like a sleepy situation, like a onesie with legs instead of just the onesies that tie at the bottom. I'll obviously be posting like a full hospital bag haul situation, what's in my hospital bag and all that stuff on like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and everything visual once I put it all fully together. And that will be probably the next couple weeks, to be honest. And then my last and final mood booster is my new Stanleys. I posted this on Instagram. My friends got so mad at me because they were like, why are you gonna post that and have us try to pretend like we're not gonna buy it, like stop influencing us to spend money. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Stanley did a collaboration, like Stanley water bottles, with Magnolia, like Hearth and Home or whatever it's called, you know, the Target section that's really cute, from Joanna Gates or whoever, Chip and Joanne, I don't know. Oh my God, you guys, these colors are literally our aesthetic. I got like a dark green one, a tan one that my boyfriend is saying that is the same color as my other tan one, but it is 100% not. It is a different shade of tan. But the reason is not only that it's exciting that they're like these cool limited edition colors. So they're linked to my highlights, and that you can just go find them in Target, is I didn't realize how old my Stanley was, because my Stanley didn't have like the straw that was kind of like stopped and more like leak proof and a little bit like cozier. So I didn't even realize I was like totally upgrading my Stanley game. With now living in two stories and becoming a mom, I was like, you know what, I need to have more Stanleys on deck, because I go through waters like a crazy person. And my friend that's breastfeeding, she was like, honestly, like I need another one, like I need two on standby, like I need one upstairs and one downstairs. And I said, oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing, that's why I got two. So now I can have a ice water downstairs and ice water upstairs. It sounds ridiculous, but like when you're this fucking pregnant and this exhausted, like the last thing you want to do is go fill up more ice water. But it's all obviously amazing that like I'm going through this many Stanleys a day. So I was like, you know what, these are limited edition colors, like fuck it, we're getting two. And they're so cute, I'm so obsessed, and I'm so glad that I have like the newer ones, because the straw like doesn't leak and it doesn't move and all that stuff. Like it actually took a minute of getting used to, but I like 10 out of 10 recommend. We are just full of new mama tips today. I want to introduce you to a product that over 500,000 parents, including me, are using to help their baby sleep, the Dreamland Baby Weighted Sleep Sack and Swaddles. It all started with Tara, a mom who couldn't get her baby to sleep. She was exhausted, frustrated, and in search of answers. So her solution was to create a gently weighted sleep sack that your baby can safely wear to help them feel calm, fall asleep faster, and stay asleep longer. It's seriously genius. It's award-winning, doctor-approved. The Dream Weighted Sleep Sack features evenly distributed weight from baby's shoulders to toes that naturally reduces stress, allowing your little one to relax and sleep soundly. Just like how a weighted blanket helps us adults, these gently weighted sleep sacks are going to help your baby feel calm, much as much like a hug, and they can still do anything in this sack that they can do in like a non-weighted sleep sack. But this way you're not like actually like touching them and hugging them so that you can get some sleep too. I am so excited that I have these on standby. I have two already washed, hanging up in the closet, ready to go. They were super easy to wash and dry and everything like that, which I was really happy about because that was a little bit intimidating at first. Like, I've never kind of washed something weighted like that, especially I've never done baby laundry in general. And so easy, they're ready to go. I know baby girl is going to love these, but more importantly, I'm going to love them when they're the only thing that actually gets her to go to sleep. And the best news is that they're offering an exclusive discount code to our listeners. Just head to dreamlandbabyco.com and use code MOOD at checkout to get 20% off and get the sleep you deserve. So that's 20% off your purchase. You're going to be obsessed. When it comes to managing your weight, there's no magic pill, but there is an approach that is backed by science, and that is Noom. For some people, eating is just an emotional experience. So when it comes to managing your weight, it just makes sense that Noom is going to take their psychology-based approach. And you guys know we love connecting the mind and body. So why not do that with weight management? Noom gets it. Noom is a long-term solution, not just a short-term fad, because they're using science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long-term haul. Noom's psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And the best part is you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say that Noom helped change their habits and behaviors for good, which is amazing. Noom helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Their personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. They're going to give you all the knowledge and wisdom you need to make informed choices about what you eat. Noom is truly changing the way the world thinks about weight loss. I personally am excited to know I have Noom as a tool in my pocket for my postpartum journey. No rush. I know Noom's not rushing me for sure. And I know that it's going to be the only thing that really helps me understand this really interesting new chapter of my life. So sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today. Okay, you guys, we have some thoughts on your moods. Why am I talking like that? We have some thoughts on your moods from your advice that you submitted to my Instagram at Lauren Elizabeth. And I'm going to pick like two and then do another couple next week. Someone said how to break up with someone you were with for a long time because you feel like it's not working. And at first you're like, you're thinking you just break up with someone. But I understand that it's actually much harder and scarier because obviously going through a breakup sucks, but we don't give enough recognition to like how hard it is to actually break up with someone, especially when you've been together for so long, you're comfortable, like you know them, their friends, their families, like lifestyles. But ultimately at the end of the day, it's like you're only making it worse by waiting. I was so bad at this even when I was just dating. Like after a few dates, if I didn't see it going anywhere, it would make me so uncomfortable to have to like send and craft that text message and be like, hey, like I've been having fun, but I don't see this going anywhere. Just like, I hate that type of disappointing confrontation with others. So for me, the best way to go about it was to like, honestly, phone a friend. I remember like sitting with my mom, explaining everything to her, her being like, yeah, you have to send a text. And then her like helping me, just like having someone for emotional support. Like if you're really like that psychotic, like I am, and hate confrontation, just like having someone help you rip the Band-Aid off sometimes is just what you need. And then my other piece of advice too is like, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Like how heartbreaking would it be to like look back on like 6 months, 12 months, like something crazy of your relationship knowing that they weren't fully in it, like you were like kind of like living a lie almost, and like just totally not on the same page. I think that's why obviously regular communication is so important in a relationship, because that would just never fly. But it's like you're really doing not only yourself a disservice, but them a disservice by like leading them on, essentially, even if you have been together for so long, because honesty is, cliche, the best policy. I get that it's so easy to find a reason of like why the timing isn't right because you've been together for so long, or maybe it's like the total opposite of like, well, we haven't been together that long, maybe I should give it more time. But I think ultimately, like, talk to someone you trust, like really kind of get out of your own head, figure out what you're feeling, making sure that you're like, okay, this is a conscious decision that is in the long run best for both me and this person. Really just remember that like it's gonna suck no matter when you do it, because it's a change and it's a transition and it's letting someone down and it's, you know, breaking off something that you thought that maybe could be forever, be longer lasting or something like that. But ultimately it's like you have to do it for your future selves that will thank you later of like, look, now they're off and they met their better match, I met my better match and they're happier. Like, I know it sucks in the moment, but you have to just rip that band-aid off in the most mature, calm, and loving way possible. You don't have to be a dick about it. You can do it as amicably as possible. And it's honestly the most loving way to do it is to be honest. It's like, that's the most loving. It's like, if you love someone, let them go, you know, like just be straight up, be straightforward, be kind and compassionate. It's really all you can do. Don't ghost them. Don't manipulate them into like breaking up with you. Just do the right thing. Be the bigger person and have an honest, mature conversation that it's time to take time apart. Don't lead them on. Just get it over with. Rip off Band-Aid. You're going to be honoring yourself and your partner in that moment. And you're also not just like cutting things off for good or like being a psychic and knowing what the future holds. Like, you're honoring where you are in this exact moment. And the only way you're going to have a good outcome is if you do that, whether it's you do get back together or you do find other people that you're more meant for. But like, you have to honor where you're at right now. And that's by having this honest conversation. So, Godspeed. They say giving birth is equivalent to running a marathon, but what about being pregnant? Hello, and building a company from scratch while taking on the multivitamin aisle. That's not my story, you guys. That's Ritual's founder, Kat Schneider's story, who started Ritual because she couldn't find a prenatal she could trust. And I am so glad she did, because I am obsessed. Ritual has a prenatal vitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. They have a high quality formulation with nature identical choline and clinically studied methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development before and during pregnancy. You guys know that I'm absolutely obsessed with Ritual. I have their pregnancy postpartum protein and obviously their prenatals. I just feel like I'm doing one huge win a day, even though it's small. I'm like, yes, like I'm putting all this amazing stuff into my body for my baby. It makes me feel so amazing. I mean, they have sustainably sourced omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development during pregnancy as well. And it's a daily release capsule, so it's designed to dissolve later in the small intestine, which is an ideal place to absorb nutrients. It comes in citrus or mint essence capsules designed to be gentle on the stomach, so you can take them when you want with or without food. I actually have the citrus ones and I'm upset. Like, I wish that it was almost like a flavor of a gummy, because that's how good it is. Like, I'm actually obsessed with taking them. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Ritual is offering my listeners 20% off during your first month. To claim this, just visit ritual.com/moo to start Ritual or add Essential for Woman prenatal to your subscription today. Then let's take it to the total opposite end of the spectrum. And someone wrote in saying, feeling like who you are dating doesn't care enough about you to meet your needs. I mean, hello, could someone say red flag? But let's not pretend that it doesn't take two to tango, okay? So first and foremost, my always piece of advice is you cannot get mad at not getting something you never asked for. So what that means is, are you communicating your needs with your partner? Because I used to think I was communicating my needs when in reality I was playing a game, right? And I realized this probably within the past like 2 years, and it's really easy to kind of do it and not realizing you're doing it almost. And I think my favorite example was like this one time I realized that I was kind of like being standoffish and a little like pushing away and like maybe like pouting a little bit, trying to like bait an answer out of someone of like, oh, I mean, like, do you want to, you know, when you're like almost like fishing for a compliment, it's almost like you're fishing for them to say the thing that you need to hear when it's like, why are you doing that? Ultimately, all you want is for them to say the thing that is going to make you feel better. So like, stop baiting it, stop beating around the bush, stop like playing games, and just either lean in and like be like, hey, I need this right now, and like straight up ask, or just like be more direct. You know what I mean? And so I'm not saying this is all your fault at all. I'm just saying make sure your side of the street is clean first before you go inspecting his side of the street, right? You feel like he doesn't care about you enough to meet your needs. And as long as you're expressing your needs clearly, you're openly communicating, and he's just like writing them off, maybe not understanding them, maybe not seeing that they're your needs and respecting them. Because if it's important to you, it's important to your partner, whether they fully understand it or not, just because they love you and they want what's best for you, whatever, then that's where it's like, okay, red flag alert. So in the spirit of not expecting everyone to be perfect and a mind reader and perfectly know how to love you unconditionally, let's say, okay, this is where you're at right now. You think they don't care enough about you to meet your needs. Let's make sure we're like now over communicating, right? Because clearly what you've been doing isn't working. So it's like really making sure that you're like explicitly laying out what your needs are and like trying to come up with a way for you guys to connect and be closer, making these things like intentional instead of like dropping hints or subtly asking for things, or maybe like kind of saying they're your needs but not being like, hey, these are like deal breakers from me. I think it's like taking a level up with your communication of like making it known how severe and serious you are about the situation, that like you feel that your needs aren't being met, and I love you and I want this to work, but like I also need to make sure for myself that my needs are met and this is what they are. And I'd also would love to know what like your needs are, like what do you need from a relationship, because I want to make sure that I'm there for you as well. And I think that if they still kind of write it off, it's more of like an intentional thing, right? Like they're not even trying. But like you also might just have to communicate more to kind of mold them into that type of partner, because not everyone's born with just knowing how to meet your needs and being able to read your mind. So it's kind of a, you know, a work in process. It's not going to be something that happens overnight where all of a sudden you like mention a need one time and it's like perfect from here on out. Like a relationship takes work. It takes two people willing to like make compromises and step up to the plate for each other. So I think that you just have to really think, okay, where am I in this? Like, does he really not care about me? Do I need to communicate more? Have I communicated all that I could and he's just not meeting my needs? Like, that's the decision that's like on you. Because if you really don't think he cares enough about you to meet your needs and you've given him the chances, then what are you doing? Get out of there. Get out of Dodge, get out and run. You can only teach someone and ask someone for so much until it's like you feel like you're a chore and you want someone that just wants to love you and wants to support you and wants to meet your needs, even on days where it's not as easy or it's challenging. So I hope that that kind of like maybe puts into perspective, like hearing all those different options, it maybe makes you resonate with like one version over the other of like, okay, maybe I do need to communicate more, or maybe like, wow, I'm really laying it out thick for my guy and he's just not responding. But ultimately just know deep down that like you deserve to have your needs met, whether that means hard conversations or hard change or not, because
I'm telling you that no relationship is going to work with two people's needs not being met.
We're going to do more advice next week in our mood for thought. If you still want to write in, you can always DM me on Instagram at Lauren Elizabeth. I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for all your patience and support during this new chapter of my life. We're getting so close to the finish line, you guys, and I will talk to you next week. And in the meantime, see you on all other platforms. Bye.